do for the announcements. We have a real blessing tonight. A brother who came here who's not here right now, he's left town. A lot of people who meet me leave town. It's a gift. I've had it since kindergarten. He comes up to me one day, he says, "I've been going to an Iranian church." I said, "An Iranian church? That's almost as weird as a Jewish church." He says, "Yeah, and they're great." I said, "Get me their number." So he comes back, he gives me a number with a name, Cheshmet. So I call, and of course I get, you know, nobody gets people anymore when you call. You always get an answering machine, and I left a message that said, "Gentleman told me that you're part of an Iranian congregation here in town. Well, we're a Jewish congregation. We're believers in Yeshua, Jesus, and I would just love to meet you." And I got a call back a few hours later, maybe the next day, I can't remember because I'm old. And just the happiest sounding man on the other side of the telephone starts off with a big old, "Brother, how are you?" And I'm blown away. We had lunch, and I tell you, it was like two lost cousins who hadn't seen each other for 50 years. And it was just a magnificent time. And I couldn't wait to have him come and speak to the congregation, because I see the Lord all over this. All over the world right now is nothing but violence. We're living in the days of Noach. And the single most profound characteristic of the days of Noach, Hamas, violence filled the earth. Word for violence, be'ivrit in Hebrew, is Hamas. And Hamas fills the earth right now. Wherever you look, there's violence, there's bloodshed, there's heartache, there's sorrow. Everybody is against everybody, it seems. And yet in the name of Yeshua, Jesus, Jesus, Isus, in Persian, Isa. Whatever name your particular language bestows upon the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, when that name is named, all the other stuff goes to the side. That name is greater than everything. It's greater than the cultures we come by. It's greater than the colors of our skin. It's greater than everything that came before. Everything BC fades. And regardless of the background, it seems that two people who proclaim Yeshua Hu Adon, Jesus, He is Lord, come together in fellowship. And it was a blessing. It is a testimony of the power of God and the anointing that He gave to His Son. Amen. And so I would love to, it is my honor to ask Cheshmet to please come up. I told him I would be subtle and he would know somehow when it was time for him to come up. So all my... And let me pray with you, and then we will just turn it over to you. Lord Amen. God, Yeshua's precious name, I thank you for my brother, and I thank you that your name is greater than any name.
Yes, Lord.
And that in you we can come together as brothers and sisters to praise the God of creation, the yes, God of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. I thank you for him, Lord God, and I pray that as he opens his mouth, you would fill his mouth with your words, and you would prepare our ears to hear everything that you have to speak to us tonight in Yeshua's precious name.
Amen. 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 Thank you, brother. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Thank you, brother. This one. Oh, yeah, it's working. Thank you, brother. Good evening, church. I'm so excited. I'm between my Jewish family. It's so amazing. My name is Heshmat. Last name, Khajazadeh. It's very hard for American to pronounce it, but I'm sure for Jewish people it's not that hard because you guys have a lot of che, a lot of she. That's not hard. But American, they call me Hazmat. Yeah. Always I try to tell them, hey, be careful because I'm a Middle Eastern from Iran. You call me Hazmat, everybody going to run away. Yeah, just like Rabbi said, I got a heart for Jewish. I got a heart for Israel all the time. I when I see Jewish people, I'm so excited. I go back all the way 2,000 years ago when Jesus was around them. And that's just something inside me. I got a love for them. And 2-3 years ago, maybe more, we had a table at the Aurora campus. Maybe some of you people were there. Made up by the Jewish family. They were in some of the Jewish congregation, and they made up that tables from different countries, and one of them was Iran. They found me, they called me because I'm a pastor of Iranian church. I've been in this church for 17 years since I came to the United States, since I'm in Denver. Well, I came 1999 to United States, actually. And then they called me. They say, "Hey, we heard about you. We want you if you can bring in table of the Iranian books and Christian stuff." And we went there, and there were a lot of Jewish people. They came, and they got the music, messianic dance. They came from one of group. I don't know which church was that, but I saw a rabbi over there. And then I didn't see him after that, but. Like he said, "I'm old, I forgot everything." I said, "You're not old," but he said, "I'm old." And when he called me, because that Jewish brother came to our church, he found us, and he said, "Can I have your phone number? I want to give it to them. I want to give it to my rabbi, and he can call you." I said, "Sure." And then when I was in a Starbucks waiting for him after that phone call, he came in, and then he said, "Do I know you?" I said, "No, I know you." He goes, "Maybe I saw you somewhere, but like I said, I'm old. I forget everything." I said, "No, I don't forget. I met you." He said, "Where?" I said, "At the Aurora campus." I show him that family. He knows them, and he forgot them. But I showed him that family. I told them they were in that day. We were together, and I saw you there. But you know what, Rabbi, we're in a Starbucks. If these people around us, they find out you're Jews, I'm Iranian, everybody's going to run away. Don't say nothing. Just." And we had a very good time, and I was so excited. And after that, he said, "I wanted to, you come over and talk sometimes and give them your testimony as a Muslim convert to Christ." I said, "Sure, anytime you want, I will be there. I'd love to." And then We had a time today, and it's a very good opportunity. I am so thankful between you guys tonight, and I'm so thankful God gave me this opportunity to be here. Thank you. And thanks, Rabbi, to make that opportunity for me. Yeah, I born in a Muslim Shia family. I born in Iran, 1964. I grew up in a family, kind of pretty kind of traditional family, because we are traditional. And I born in the south of Iran, which is pretty close to Iraq. I mean, we got a border with Basra of Iraq. And I call that the state, I call Texas of Iran, because it's very hot. Looks everybody, American asked me, "Where are you from?" I said, "Texas of Iran." Weather is very close to the Texas, and it's hot. And we grew up over there in a Shia family. I learned my Muslim things. I was learning Quran. I was learning about Islam since I was little. My dad was Muslim. My mom was Muslim. We were Shia. And we grew up with Islam. And I learned about Quran pretty good, which is my sister tried to teach me in Arabic all the Quran. We were having a very small house, And because we didn't have enough space, we were eight brothers and sisters, four sisters, four brothers, big family. The house was so small, and we didn't have a place to study. We go wash our bathroom and sit inside the bathroom to study because we didn't have enough place. Our house was always like a big old hospital. People coming from villages, they were sick, and they come to our city, and then they come to our house, and we got too many people every night in our house. We didn't have enough space. We go in the bathroom and sit down, and then she teach me Quran. And every time we were studying Quran, she told me, I asked him, can we see God? And then always the answer was a slap to back in my head. No, don't say that. This is sin. I said, why? He said, don't say that. When you're asking these questions, you try to bring yourself to the level of God, which is sin. In Islam, is a big sin. Don't say that. And I said, okay, well, I'm not going to ask anymore. But it was in my heart. And always I had that question, can I see God? Which is, nobody answered me. Until we grew up as a Muslim, it was a war between Iran and Iraq. I went to the war for 3 years. I was in the war. And then it was a crazy, bloody war. And we came back, and I found a family. They were Christian. We were getting close and friends. Actually, before that, when I was 15 years old, it was in Iran was revolution. The Shah goes and an Islamic regime came. And then at that time, 1 year in Iran was a very good year. Everybody could talk. Everybody could say everything. All the groups, all the people from the other, you know, against that Islamic communism, everybody can talk because still, Ayatollah Khomeini didn't have that much power at that time. The regime didn't have that much power, didn't start their dictatorship. And they bring in Jesus movie, and I went watch movie. That movie was attached my heart so bad. And I had a question, what is going on in here? We are Muslim. Those people, they were Jewish. Jesus came up. What is going on? Why we, all of us, we don't go after Jesus right now? We're supposed to follow him. And I couldn't ask nobody. I couldn't because, first, we were scared. Second, I just kept it in back in my mind. That was a flashback. And then we went to the war. After war, we came back, and I decided to leave the country. I decided to go. I didn't like the system. I didn't like anything. I got a problem all the time. And I thought it's better to leave. I went to the Austria. I was living in Austria. When I went to the Austria, first thing I did, I went to the church, one Catholic church. It was close to the where I was living. When I was looking at the church, something touched my heart. I was looking everywhere. I said, looked like a magnet is pulling you. I said, what is this? Why here is so good, so comfortable? And then when I was looking at everything, that movie came back in front of my face. And I said, that was like a flashback. It took me back. I said, looks like God want to tell me something. But I didn't get it. I didn't get it. I was 1 year over there, and then I went back to Iran again. I went back to Iran, and then I was staying in Iran. I said, okay, I'm not going to go nowhere. I'm going to stay here. I'm going to leave. And then I got married, and I was in married my wife. And after we married, I got my first daughter in Iran. She just born in Iran. And I met that family, Christian family. And then it was in Tehran. I wasn't in South anymore. And he started talking about Christianity to me. We were talking about Christianity. He explained what's going on. And another thing was in my heart, always I said, God knows your heart better than anybody else's. God knows what is in your heart. And I was 10 years when I lost my dad. Father was a big impact in my life. I was 10 years. I loved my dad so much. And I miss my dad so much too. When he was talking about father, God, like a puzzle, put everything together to get me. And he was talking about father and son. That touched my heart. And then when we were talking, I asked him, hey, can we see God in Christianity? He said, yeah. Yeah, that's why God came down, to we can see it. We were able to see it. That's why in Christianity you can see God. I said, well, that's a good part of it, because I didn't get a slam this time. And they were talking back and forth. I couldn't get it, because in first point in Islam is hammer on Christianity. Islam hammer on Christianity. It says, hey, just God is the one. God didn't have a son. God doesn't have a son. God, nobody get out of son, out of God. And God didn't make nobody. I mean, like a son. But this is first thing we learn in Islam. It's very hard to understand it. That's the point. Muslim, they can't get Christianity, because it's hammered on that. So hard. Okay. In this part, we had a problem, and then we struggled. We talk back and forth. And one day they told me, hey, let us pray. I said, okay, let's go wash our hands. I got up to go. They said, no, you don't need to wash your hands. So what are you talking about? We have to wash our hands. You know, in Islam, we wash our hands, we wash our head, and then go to pray. I said, no, we don't need to do anything. In Christianity, God accept you the way you are. Don't worry. We just sit down and pray. And of course, we sit down. I said, okay, whatever you guys are saying, we're going to pray. And we start praying. When I was praying, my eyes closed, but I thought my eyes ripping off. I couldn't wait. My body was exploded. I couldn't wait till that prayer get over. And then when they say amen, I say amen. What you guys did? They said nothing. I said, you guys did something. They said, we didn't do anything. We're just praying. I said, come on, man. You guys did something. I was almost exploded. They said, there was the Holy Spirit. I said, who's the Holy Spirit? What is that? They said, we're just us. They said, you're going to learn about him. That was Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit came upon you. I said, whatever he was almost explode me. I don't know what he's going to do next, but this time was so hard. I went back to Bible again. I started reading Bible. But this time Bible was different. Every word I read, it was open up. I say, this is true. Whatever he says, I compare it to what I knew about Islam. I was learning about Islam this. I learned Isaac had it. I mean, Abraham has a two sons, Ishmael and Isaac. And we said Ishmael goes to be a sacrifice. But here said Isaac. What's going on in here? Which one is true? Start thinking about it. Start reading more and more. This is a promised son, but this one came from servant. Why God choose this? And then thinking about everything. It was very hard, but I love the word. I keep on going and I start doing it. And God opened his word to me, and I start understanding more and more. I said, you know what? One time I went back to him, I said, I accepted what you guys said, because this is truth, word. That's I accepted. It is the right word of God. That book, I read it all the time. I can't, at that time, I got to fight with what I believed before for all 30 years, 28 years. But still, I couldn't. And I said, what I believe had stuff in it, I don't think is right. And I accept Christianity. And then God started working with me. Okay, I left Iran. I left Iran with my daughter and my wife, because I was very in a dangerous situation. I couldn't stay. And then I went to the Germany, and All the time God was with me. God shows the way I have to go. And I was getting strong and stronger in his word. In Germany, I was starting Bible study. I was teaching Bible to the Muslim. God started using me to teaching the other Muslim the word of God without any scaring. But the other hand, still I was fighting with what I believe, because it's not, spirit of Islam is not easy. It's gonna hold you. It's gonna push you to say, hey, you're wrong. Just what you doing? What you gonna do with your family? They're gonna kill you. What you gonna do with your friend? You're gonna lose everything. You are fighting. Is like I was explaining to the Americans, but you guys are Americans too, but Jewish Americans. I mean, they were, I told them, that you, when you're Christian, you don't have it, that fight. But we do. We have to fight that spirit. It's a pretty strong spirit. It won't let you alone. It won't leave you alone. It's coming with you. And then what I did, I asked God, what can I do with that? Right now, I got a one-side Islam, I got a one-side Christianity. I believe in Jesus Christ, Jesus is truth, word, but the other side, I don't know what to do with Islam. God told me, you know, I got a way for you. I said, okay, I'm waiting for that, I'm dying. He says, go back to Quran. I said, no, I'm not going back to it. He said, no, go back to Quran. I said, what are you talking about? If I go back to Quran, maybe I'm gonna say, hey, this is not right. I'm gonna go back. He said, don't worry about it, go back to Quran. I start reading Quran from the beginning to the end. One by one, I start reading the words. And God opened those words for me. Where is it wrong? This one is wrong. This verse is wrong. This verse is wrong. This is not true. Everything God opened for me. When I closed it, I was more a strong Christian than before. I became, amen, amen. I became like Paul. I mean, Peter. When Peter was denied Jesus 3 times, and then when they want to put him on the cross, say, put me upside down because I'm not worthy. I became another Peter, strong. I ain't scared anymore. I said, that's it. And I said, thank you, God. You opened my eyes. You opened my heart. You give me your word to understand you better. Now I'm ready. You use me anywhere you want. And I start working more and more, bringing almost like 40, 50 people, Muslim people, in a Bible study to teach them about the Bible. I was almost 3 years in Germany, and pastor over there, they told me, you know what? Here is not good for you. You have to go to the United States. I said, how are we going to go to the United States? They said, don't worry about it. We're going to make your file. You're going to go to the embassy. They have an interview. They're going to interview you. And then after that, I said, okay, I give it to God. If God wants me to go, I go. Doesn't want me to go, I stay. Anywhere God wants me to go, I do it. And then we went there with my wife. It was a 45 minutes of, we're okay? It was a 45 minutes of interview. But all that time, God was with me. The letter I had from church, they said, this guy had a big mouth. He always opened it. And still here is dangerous for him. Nothing changed with Germany and Iran for this guy. He has to go. And then they said that the guy was interviewed and said, welcome to the United States. Your situation is pretty dangerous. You better go to the United States. I came here first time. First day I came, I asked him for church. I said, where is the Iranian church? They said, pastor need help. And we got the Iranian church in Colorado. Just one church. And I go to that church. I start helping the pastor. But I was just helping pastor. And I start working for RTD as a bus driver. Can you believe it? Somebody coming without knowing language, being a bus driver in 3 weeks?
Yes.
I was in a classes for learning the routes and teaching to get my license. That class was tough for me because I didn't know the language. I got a 3 dictionary in front of me. I was looking in the dictionary to understand what the lady said. She said, Hesh, do you understand what I'm saying? I said, I believe so. Don't worry about it. I got something strong behind my back. It was Jesus. When we passed the test, I passed it with 100. She couldn't believe herself. I drove 5,700 miles in 2 months in city with the buses. Nobody could believe it. He said, where did this animal came from? I said, well, when you have a Jesus, you don't scare of anything. The second week of being in the United States, I went to the debate with the Muslim people. That they have a congregation of Muslims in Denver. I went there to defend Jesus with the sheikh. They had a sheikh came. But very wide, open people, they were Iranian. They asked him to go there, and then the guy, they have a people coming for that night. They just heard some pastors, they're going to be here tonight. And those pastors, they want to talk about Christianity, but they were Muslim. They convert to Christ. And the guy came in, he was asking the sheikh, he says, is that true? They are the people, they believe Jesus is Son of God? He said, hey, don't worry about it. They believe something more than this. They believe Jesus is God. he said, what? Pastor, the guy, Sheikh, says, I said, Sheikh, you know what? Can you stop it right there? Hey, we are here eating food, and then we're going to talk. Please, let us eat food. At least we got a food tonight. And after that talk, because we're going to get beat up. And at least we said, okay, we got beat up. We ate the dinner and then got beat up. And, well, they were laughing, saying, no, that's not going to happen. But we were there. We were there and talk about Jesus without scaring. And different places in United States, in Canada, we go to conferences. The people come in, Iranian Muslims. I go every year. We got the Iranian New Year, the 13 days of Iranian New Year. If you are familiar with Iranian culture, Iranian New Year is 13 days. And that on 13 days, all Iranian, they don't stay in the house. They all go out. And they go for a picnic outside. And they celebrate outside, because they believe not good to stay in the house. And they go outside, they get together. Here in Denver, they do the same thing. They go to the, if you want to see it, on 13 days of their New Year, which is around the March, end of the March, they go every year here in the Littleton Park, almost 1,000 Iranians get together. And they go together. And then I go with here I got a shirt, I wear it. It says, Jesus is Lord. And back says, if you need a prayer, ask me. And walk around the people. Only it's my job. They say they're going to kill you. I say, come on, man. I got an RPG-7 in the car. They say, what? You're a pastor. What are you talking about? I say, come on. I got a coworker, because right now I'm not the bus driver. For a long time, I was a supervisor. And after that, I moved up because I finished my diesel college. And then I went to the shop. I'm a supervisor of the shop for 10 years now, working in the shop for RTD. And all the coworkers, they say, hey, the way you are, one day they're going to kill you. They're going to shoot you here in Denver. I said, don't worry about it. I got RPG-7. They said, are you crazy? I said, well, I'm Iranian. But I take them to the car. I open the trunk to show them RPG-7 is full of Bible. See, this is RPG-7. Amen. What are they going to do to me? This one is going to hold me. This is, he promised me, if I die today, I'm going to be with him in heaven. What's going to scare me? They kill me? Come on with it. I want it right now. I'm not scared. God is amazing. God is amazing. The way he is working, because in his word, he said his name, one of his name in Isaiah says, it's Isaiah 9, if I'm not wrong, says his name, one of his name is amazing. His name is amazing. The stuff he's doing is amazing. He's not going straight way. Always he turned around. You can't believe it. How he protects you. Every time we want to do something, devil start attacking me. I was talking to Rabbi today. I told him, you can't believe it, how devil, every time we want to do something for God, devil start attacking us so bad. 6 months ago, I opened up a restaurant. Right now, I'm working in my restaurant too. And after Rabbi's, we make the today to come here. We had an appointment. I was ready. I was excited. And we text each other, and then he sent me the address. 2-3 days ago, I was in RTD classes. We have some classes for new bosses. They told me you have to go there in the morning. I was there. My phone crashed. I couldn't send anything. My phone couldn't get unlocked. I went to the lady to fix it. For 3 days, I didn't have a phone until today. I went there, I begging her. Say, please do something. I'm looking just for one number, one phone number. She says, hey, your phone crashed. All your information gone. We can't give you any information. I was so glad. One number, my pastor, I send the address to him if you want to come tonight. I send the address. I found his number. I call him. I told him, can you text me back that text I send it to you? He sent me that text. And then I said, okay, now I got a number. And I was start praying, God help Rabbi call me today. Because I didn't have his phone number. And he called me. I told him, you don't know what's going on, how we got under attack. In the morning, I was in the restaurant, another attack. I got a scam by someone, unbelievable. They scammed me, tried to scam me. With the Xcel Energy, they told me you didn't pay for your restaurant. You have to pay right now. Well, technician is on the way. 2 more hours, we're going to interrupt your power. What can I do? They said, go to the Safeway, get to those cards, $1,500, and then send it. Those cards, they come into us. It was exactly like Xcel Energy. Everything was the same. Unbelievable. I got all rushed to the Safeway, get those cards. The lady was there. She said, why you want those cards? I said, well, Excel Energy called me. They said I didn't pay, but I pay every month. It's going from my account. She says, hold on. This is dangerous because those people we know, they got scammed by that. And I was thinking, hey, this number looks like not the Excel number. I went back. I grabbed my bill. And then look at it, I got a phone number, call Excel. They said, no, you're not behind, everything okay. I said, what is this? They said, yeah, it's a scam. Everything today, what's happening? Devil doesn't want me to go. He hold me back. I say, hey, you know what, I'm sorry. If it's going to be, world going to be upside down, I'm going to go. Don't worry about it. You know, this is the way God wants us to be. God wants us to be strong and understanding what we're doing for him because he gave us his son. He gave us precious blood to cleanse us. I can't imagine when I'm thinking about it, how God did it is unbelievable. But when a few years ago, my son had a surgery. They tried to take him to the operation room for his leg. And at that time, I felt it. How hard was God put his own son on a cross. And just as it was the operation, he's going to go and come back 5-6 hours later, come back. But still, so hard was that. But just imagine, God give his own son, put it on a cross, and he wants just us open our heart and look at him right. We got a lot of Christians in Iran right now. They are under persecution. They are under pressure. We at this small church, we send all the time Bible inside the Iran. Americans come in around the New Year. They go as a tourist. And then we talk to them. We say, can you take those Bibles inside? They go take the Bible, give it to, hand it out to the Iranian. We have a lot of Iranian right now. They believe in Christ. And they don't know. They don't know how to say it because they're scared. It's a very dangerous place. We have underground 200 churches in the one city.
Wow.
200 churches in the one city. And our pastor right now, he's working with Sat7 parts. They have a satellite. They send a satellite Christian station to the Middle East, and 13 million Muslims, they watch it every day.
That's amazing.
And when everywhere he goes, Iranian come in, they said, hey, we accepted Christ by the Sat7 parts. We just watching them on a satellite. We got a lot of stories about them. People left and right, they accepted it. God's working between Muslims. If you have a Muslim friend, don't afraid. If you know them, they are good people. They are very good. The good thing, they always, I was several classes with the mission. The people, they want to go to the mission. They're asking us a lot of questions, how we can do it, how if we go to the Middle East, how it's going to be. I said, the most important thing, if you want to talk, start with the food. Food is very good ideas, you know, to talk to the Middle Eastern, you know. And just be close to them. Open your heart. Open your door. Let them get in. Don't close it. And you don't need to do anything. You don't need to give them all the theology of Christianity right away. You don't need to do that. You just talk to them and explain about the love that Jesus commanded. He commanded us, we have to love each other, don't he? He told us, just love each other. And we have to show them. Sometimes in our church, I fix cars for the people in front of the church. Pastor coming, he see I'm working on the wheels. Take off the wheels, take off brakes. They say, what you doing? I say, well, this guy needs help. I was helping him. He doesn't have money to pay a mechanic. I fix it. That's it. There's a simple thing, very simple. But you don't know how that simple is going to work. God's going to use it. When you go to the Psalm 23, that's one of the lovely psalm I had. Always Psalm 23 talk to my heart. If we got it right now, I don't know, you guys can put them on. Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lay down on a green pasture. He lead me to beside quiet water. God doing that. I felt it. I got it. I got that situation. Lord did it for me. That shepherd, taker of me. He refreshed my soul. He's doing it. He guide me along the right path. Every time we go out, he is the one. He grab us, bring us. But sometimes he's not grabbing. He twists your ear. Because you're hard-headed. You know, you don't want to do it. Hey, no, I'm not going to do it. But he's going to grab your ear, twist it, and bring it. Hey, go this way. You know, and it's amazing. Even though I walk through the darkest of valley, I will fear no evil. You know, God showed me, he always with me. The situation I had in the war, when I was in the war with Iraq, I can't believe it. After all those years, when I converted to Christ and accepted Christ, I went back, how God protect me on this war? What he did? I was in a situation in this war is unbelievable. They took everybody to the front line, and then I was ready to go. The captain came, and he called everybody. He told me, you get out. I said, what? He said, you get out. I said, what are you talking about? He said, you don't go. I said, what do you mean I don't go? All soldiers, they have to go. Iraq attacked, and everybody has to be there. He said, no, not you. We got too many trucks in here. You're responsible for them. You have to be here. They stopped me to go, and all those people died.
Oh, wow.
You see how he protect us?
That's why when you come into that part, he said, if I walk through the valley of the death, I'm not going to scare. When I'm talking about Jesus, I'm not going to scare. It doesn't matter who is there. I'm between Muslims. I'm between Jews. I don't care. One time I remember I was in an airport. I saw some Jewish people. Like I said, when I see Jewish people, I'm just like a baby. I run to them. I love it because of Jesus. It's something in my heart. And, you know, I don't know how many of you guys know, Daniel buried the city is a 1 hour from my city in Iran. I got a picture of the Daniel grave. I got a picture when I was 12 years old. We went there to worship. And Daniel is there. We are very close since kingdom. We were very close to Israel. We always, in Bible says too, we always help in Israel. We got a lot of Israelis since Daniel time in Iran. They are still there. They are still living there. And the Jewish, they are there. And we got a heart for them. And I ran to the to those Jewish people. They were I saw them in an airport. And when I saw them, they're Israeli. I said, brother, you're Israeli. I'm a Christian. I said, what? I said, what happened? I didn't figure out they were Jews. They were not Christian. They don't like Christian. I said, I don't care. I told him, can you pray for me? Just I need a prayer. He goes, okay, we'll pray for you. He was getting so, you know. I said, where is this guy came from? He's an idiot or what? I said, just pray for me, please. I need a prayer of Israeli man. I didn't see an Israeli around here. Just pray for me. And then I came back. I said, wow, that was like, but God give you that strong spirit. You don't scare. You go because you know if you go to the valley of death, you're not going to, nothing going to happen to you. God's going to take care of you. And I was preaching in an American church last month or 2 months ago. I was exactly the same way I preached to them. And I told them, please, just if you wanted to know Jesus, just be like Jesus. They came to our church, and in our church, I kiss all the men. This is in our culture. We kiss them. And there was an American guy. He said, man, what's going on in church? This guy kissing all the men. I said, man, Jesus was kissing. Am I right or wrong? Even he kissed Judah. Oh, okay. Jesus give love. And this is a love we give each other. Not because we got a problem. No, we are good. Don't worry about it. Amen. Amen. Jesus is good. Jesus is amazing. And in John 3:16, God says what? Everybody knows John 3:16. It's a very famous verse. John 3:16, God says, because he loves the world, he gave his own son. To know where they perish. Okay, he gave his own son. Did you accept it? Hey, Muslim brother, did you accept it? What? This is our part. He did his part. Now is our part. Did we accept it? When I talk to Muslims, I say, hey, we don't have that much time. We're closing. We're getting close to the end. We don't have that much time. He did his part. We have to do our part. Don't do anything. Just go research, but research right. Start reading. Start reading Bible. Start reading Quran. You're going to find out. Why is so different between Bible and Quran? And who they don't know that? Even Americans, especially those liberals, they say everything the same. I say, no, it's not the same. We got the same God. I say, no, we don't have. Maybe we call it the same word, but they're not the same God. They are different God. Our God is a powerful. Our God is alive. Our God is with us. You can talk to him. You can call him Father. He called you children. But your God, I don't think so. He's going to say, if you don't move this way, I'm going to call you. I'm going to kill you. I'm going to cut your hand. I'm going to cut your head. This is different. This is not the same. yeah, a little bit. That's why I accept Christ. And I'm so proud of him. I'm so proud. You don't know how many times I say thank you to Jesus. Thank you. I was working on a bus, and I got a Muslim brother. He's working with us. We've 10 years we're working together. And then we got a filter, exhaust filter, and it's 50 pounds. I tried to take it off, and it's ceramic. It's very expensive. It almost fall. I tried to hold it to don't fall because it was expensive. I dropped it on my toe. I broke my toe. And then I was like this, going, and I say, thank you, Jesus. He was in back of my head, and then he slammed me. He said, you don't leave him alone, man. You're again saying, thank you, Jesus. Your toe broke. I said, well, could be more than this, man. Yeah. And when I take off my boot and it was swallowed so bad, I said, don't worry, it's going to be okay. Next day, the company say, you can't work like this. You have to go to the doctor. We went to the doctor, and then he asked me, can you walk? I said, yeah, I can walk. I was like this walking. And he told me, this is a lot of pain. I said, it's not going to be more than if Iranian government catch me when they torture me for my faith. It's going to be a lot more than this, bro. This is nothing. And he was concerned. He said, what's your faith? I said, well, I believe in Jesus. I nonstop talk about him everywhere I go. And he provide me what I need. It doesn't matter. He's amazing, like I said. And he wants us just follow him. Grab your cross and follow him. I remember when I back to Iran, like 2006, my son was first grade. And my daughter was the other one. I got another daughter. She's 20 years old right now, the one I brought it to the United States. She's 20. And then when I took him to Iran, and they told me, why you want to go to Iran? It's dangerous. I said, well, I want to go talk to people. I want to go talk to my family. Tell them about Jesus. And I hope they understand it. And we went to the Iran. Well, actually, first thing they did, they grabbed my passport at airport, and they said, you can't have this passport, and you can't get off the country until we released you. Wow. Yeah, I was stuck 2 months in Iran to get my passport back. They give me a hard time, left and right, and the guy, he has to, supposed to, you know, type some letter for me. He was working in that office department, and he typed with one finger for me. I says, really? Hey, this guy knows how to type? They said, well, we don't know. But he typed for me like that because he want to give me a hard time. And I was talking to my family. Just one of my brother accept Christ at that time. And I said that was a God's purpose to go there for him. But rest of the family, they didn't accept it. But when I was talking to my sister, they took my passport. I was so frustrated. I didn't know what to do with my kids. My wife was here. She was pregnant. And we were in a hard situation. And my sister said, let's go to the north of Iran, to the by the Caspian Ocean. They have a summer house, very nice. They said, let's go there for a weekend. We're going to have fun. And we were standing in front of the Caspian. The other side is Russia. This side is Iran. And we were standing in the sands. And I was explaining to her. I said, you know what? The reason I just talk about Jesus, because I don't know if I get going to be able to see you guys anymore. But I want to see you guys in heaven. If you can, just accept it. Just let's go find out the truth. I was talking to her, and then I said, he's going to take care of me. I got a problem right now. I know. I don't know if I'm going to go back or I don't, but I know he's going to find a way. when we were talking, the wave of water goes and back, come back, and then all the Muslims, they were around that area, and they came for the summertime, and then wave of water bringing necklace right in front of my feet, and water goes back. My niece saw it. She says, "Uncle, what is this?" And she grabbed it, and I look at it. It was a necklace with a little bit of, what they call them, that's a round, you know, you put them on your neck with the picture. One side was Jesus, the other side was Mary. And I show her, I said, "Look at this. He's talking to me. Can you believe it now?" She was shocked. She said, "Why in front of all those people? This came from up your leg." I said, "Because he want to tell me. Don't worry about it. I know what you're doing. I protect you. You go back." And I did. I came back. But they didn't fix my passport. My passport, they took it, and after 2 months, they gave me the same passport. When I told the guy was head of all this stuff in that department, passport department, I said, "Hey, after 2 months, you guys take me back and forth. Now you give me the same passport. Tomorrow, they're not going to let me go. They're going to hold me in the airport." He said, "No, inshallah." I hope you know what inshallah mean. Inshallah, in the Muslim way, that's been God's will. If God's will, you're going to go. I said, "What are you talking about?" And I told my kids, "You know what? That window, as soon as they release me, you guys just don't look at the run. Run. We're going to pass that window." And which has that happened? I came back to the United States. You see how God protects us? Why we have to worry? Why we have to scare? Why we don't have to talk? Those people, they were putting in the back of their trunk, "I'm a Rockies holic. I'm a Broncos holic. I'm a workaholic." I said, "Well, why we don't put, I'm a Jesus holic?" Huh? Why not? Amen. To God. Amen. Jesus wants us to be strong until the end. Amen. And follow him. And whoever doesn't know him, we are ambassador of Jesus Christ on earth. We have to talk about him to every single person we see him. And God wants us. Sometimes one of the pastors said, "When I look at you, you look like Paul. You know both sides." I said, "Yeah, God used it. That's the way he used Paul. Paul was a Roman citizen, and he speak both languages. That's why God used Paul to bring into the Gentile. Now God used us to work in between Muslims, because when they talk about Quran, every time I see them around this company or somewhere, they try to talk to American. They say, "Hey, brother, Islam is a religion of peace." I say, "Don't lie, please." I'm not saying be a Christian, but don't lie, because it's not a peace. Which one do you want me to take it off to show you is not religion of peace? It's not. I'm not saying change or anything, but don't lie to those Americans, because they don't know what's going on inside the Quran. But I know it. And God uses us. God wants us to be used. And only what I want from you guys, pray for our Iranian church. Pray for who is in Iran, who is in Middle East. We send a special in a Turkish side right now. The ISIS attack Kurdish. Last time we sent almost 400 socks for the families. And one of the guys went there because he was working in Turkish churches. He went there and took 400 socks for all those refugees. Just pray for those refugees, and God's movement is over there is amazing. God's working between them. All those Kurdish people, they're coming to the Christ every day, every day. And pray for us, pray for our people, and we pray for you guys, and we pray for your church and for the rabbi all the time. Thank you so much. Let us pray. Amen. Amen. Our beautiful Father in heaven, thank you so much for tonight. Thank you so much for your opportunity. You gave it to me tonight. I can talk between your people, Father God. I know right now your people is whoever believe in Jesus Christ, they are your people. Father God, we are so thankful for tonight. I pray for this congregation. I pray for every single one, whatever in their heart, Father God, open their heart and use them, Father God, for your purpose. Whatever you need them to do, just use them, Father God, and use this church for your brightness, Father God, for your light, Father God. People, they see this church as a very strong, awake church, Father God. Thank you so much. I pray this prayer in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. 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 Thank you, brother. Thank you. Amen.
Well, that was pretty cool.
Yeah. No kidding.
Well, I knew it was going to be a blessing. Hallelujah. Wow. God is gracious. Even in the midst of all the stuff that's going on out there, He gives light. He gives encouragement. He gives us a taste of what heaven's going to be. Every tongue, every kindred, every nation shall come together, and every knee will bow and give praise and honor and glory to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I want to take up an offering for our brother. We're going to take up an offering to be used by the congregation for various and sundry other things. We'll give congregation will make an offering to him personally, but I want to take up an offering for the ministry of this Iranian church, and I also want to extend an invitation to the pastor as well. Whenever I'd like to get together with him, so please, if your phone don't crap out, get him my number, or get me his, and so we can get together, because I'd like to have him come and talk. And maybe this summer, if the Lord tarries, we can have a volleyball game at a picnic or something. Sounds like a good idea. If you want to make out a check, make it out to Roy Israel. We'll gather them all up, count it. If it's not enough, we'll count it twice. Nothing, huh? Thank you, dear. That's why they don't let me be on the board of trustees. My accounting principles are not accepted anywhere on the planet. We'll gather it up, and let's pray over this offering, that the anointing of God's Holy Spirit would be on those Bibles that are handed out, that word would come alive. And keep our brother in prayer. Their ministry is a difficult one, but with God, all things possible. Thank you, Father, for this night, Lord God, and I thank you for my brother, for his children, for just the power of his testimony, of you in his life. And I ask, Lord God, that you would use this offering, that Bibles would go forth, that your word would not return void, that it would accomplish everything that you desire, and we know the desire of your heart, that all would proclaim Yeshua Hu Adon, Jesus, He is Lord. I thank you for him and ask for a blessing upon him, pressed down and shaken together, that he can't hardly receive. In Yeshua's precious name, amen.